Hello. Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm just
Oh.
turning up the volume so they can hear us.
All the way turned up.
All the way up.
That's what
All
they
right.
like.
Let's go.
Okay.
I'm Kayla,
I'm
and
Joy.
this is Some
Some
Adulting
Adulting
Required.
Required.
Woo!
We're excited.
We are. Excuse me if I'm blowing my nose. We're in the car, so I can't, like, excuse myself. And I have, like, the worst allergies right now. It's kind of
She's
ridiculous.
very sickly.
I'm not sick. It's allergies. I'm pretty sure it's allergy season, isn't it?
Yeah, but
Summer.
like, I feel like allergies count as like not feeling well. So if you don't feel well.
I don't feel well, but we're here, we're doing it, and it's going down. So, today, we're gonna talk about decluttering life and just like helping clear things out, finding your zen, all that good stuff.
We find that when you do a couple of these things,
Yes.
life becomes less stressful because you don't feel so anxious because there's so many things you haven't cleaned up. So
Yes.
I feel like, if you just start with like little practical things, it'll evolve into larger things and it won't make things seem so crazy on a large scale.
For sure. And that doesn't necessarily mean like physically going and sweeping and mopping and all that. I mean,
Like, you
it
can if you
can,
want to.
and you should
Everyone
probably.
processes things differently, but I'm not sweeping.
Well,
So, yeah.
but
I.
we more mean just like social media, like relationships, stuff like that. There are things within those realms that seriously need regular decluttering
Yes.
because otherwise it's stressful. But before we get into that, we want to talk about the good and the bad, the boom and the bust. Yeah, boom and bust. That was good.
Boom and the
That was consecutive.
bust.
All right, we're gonna talk about those things first. Can I
That
have
one sucks. Never go there.
what is it? Oh, that one? I've been there before.
I don't like that one.
Okay, well,
Trash.
okay
We're
then.
talking to you, Beauty Empire on
Oh
Westheimer.
my God, Joy, you can't do things like
I'm
that.
just
Okay.
kidding. No, I'm not. They know what they did.
So before.
There's also like 15 of them, so nobody knows.
So we're talking about the boom and the bust.
Yes.
I want to go first.
You can, of
Well, let's
course.
start with the bust, and we'll do like bust, and then boom, boom. Boom,
Trash.
boom.
You
Okay.
just gotta do it. You know what I mean? You
So
gotta do it. If it's there, you gotta go
the
for it.
bust. The bust for my week. Let me think. I haven't really been proactive with my short-term goal of writing every single day. For the one of you who reads my blog posts, you know that. I haven't written a blog post in 2 weeks. I've barely written my name down. Like,
Dang.
I've not really written the last week and a half, 2 weeks. And part of that is due to just like a lot of things happening simultaneously. But when I think about it, like when I was in college, I was like working a lot, like full time, and like I had like things going on, and I still had to write. And so I feel like now more than ever, because I'm not in school, I need to remind myself that writing is important because, I don't know, that's what my teachers always said. They said write something every single day, whether it's one
Yes, that's true.
sentence. Exactly. And so I'm trying to be proactive, and that's why you set these goals. But the good thing is that when you set these goals, you don't have to fall apart if they don't all come together. Sometimes it takes a couple tries to get going. So, it's a bust for me, but it's also it's a time for me to be able to remind myself, an opportunity to remind myself that it's okay to sometimes not follow through completely on your goals because you recognize the fact that you really need to. So I still have a fire under my butt. It's just that the smoke went down a little bit, you know what I mean? But I'm gonna get back in there. Well, that's my best. What's yours?
Let's see. I don't wanna be like, I hate my job.
You can say it.
But I mean, like, I don't know. I don't like not being fulfilled at my job.
I hear you.
A bug just crashed into the window.
That happened, Joy.
Another thing, it just shocked me. Ooh, another thing is I don't like the fact that I'm finding difficulty balancing. You're not doing great. I'm finding difficulty like trying to balance my work life and like my work life. Do you know what I mean? Don't listen to her. Go straight. We're driving, as always. We're never not in the car.
No.
We love a good mini road trip.
Yes, we do.
But wow, we're just driving down Westheimer, and like the people I'm seeing,
Holy cow.
They have stories to tell. Like, that guy, spend that time, man. But, yeah, basically, what is annoying and very frustrating is the fact that, like, there was an opportunity to do a JCPenney commercial.
Oh, man.
And I really, like, I would have done it. They contacted me. They emailed me. They were like, hey, we need you for, I think it was, like, last Tuesday, I believe. They were like, yeah, we need you to come do this. It'll be a 5-hour shoot. You'll get paid a certain amount of dollars, which is, like, I think it was 4 days' work for me, so I could have just called up 4 days and just been in Dallas for, like I kind of had, like, a mini vacation. Did some work, made some connections, networked, while also getting, like, a bit of a campaign kind of a situation. And, you know, get the wheel in motion. You know what I mean? Because it's for who I am in particular, it's hard to find work in Houston because I'm not someone who can be typecast, and I'm into comedy, but I'm not, like, a comedic genius.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
You are kind of a comedic genius.
But I think I'm funny, but, like, I think I'm funny on my own, but I also think I'm funny with proper scripts and stuff like that, but if it's, like, I'm still growing as an actor, so if something's not me, I know that sounds corny, because, like, acting literally is to imitate something else.
Exactly.
But it's kind of hard. When you're not familiar with certain things, it's not as natural.
Yeah.
Or, like, as...
That makes sense.
As effective. So they could pick somebody else who's much better at it because they have had practice and they... Or this is, like, an extension of who they are. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So trying to find things like that are a bit difficult in my situation. And I also, I'm not like random, generic black girl. Like, I'm not skinny, I'm not short, I'm not super tall. I'm, like, right in the middle. So finding stuff is sometimes difficult. And by sometimes, I mean all the time. Because most jobs are in Austin or, like, Dallas. And I don't have a car or a driver's license. So, you know, things come and they go. So I know that if it's something definitely worth my while, I'll go out and I'll make it happen. But with my job, they're trash. I just understand, like, I feel like if someone says they're not available these days, why schedule them those days? And then when they don't come in those days, you get mad and try to give them documentation. But you're legally, like, not legally, but, like, ethically, you're not supposed to put me outside of my availability.
Right.
So why am I being... I don't know. Why am I being judged and disciplined when you're doing the wrong thing? Because you know I'm not going to come. Like, do you know what I'm saying? So I just think it's tricky trash. And, yeah, it's so annoying and it's discouraging because, like, you know, you're trying to, you know, be proactive and be an adult and, like, try to do things and find stuff to do and be amazing and network and find like-minded people who want to be in projects and want you to be in their projects. And it's great for the most part, but it's really difficult because, like, I have, like, all these classmates and they're doing their thing. And it's great, you know what I mean? But, like, I also want to be doing my thing.
Yes.
I want to get into my own. I want to evolve. But I'm also, like, looking at, like, all the actors I admire. Wow, she's really freaking good.
I know.
Jesus. My God, that bus. But, yeah, I feel like it's hard, but a lot of the actors I admire, like, bless you. They're, like, 30. I didn't just turn 21. I'm about to turn 22.
No, they're probably don't make straight. Me do it.
Do not listen.
Okay, I'm not listening.
Why do you have her on?
I'm
just asking.
Because we're just going straight.
Okay.
Because last time, here's the thing, slight detour. Me and Kayla were driving to the beauty supply. She was like, no, let's not go to that one, it's too far. We're on Fondren, I know where I'm going. No, she didn't know where she was going.
I thought I did.
We drove around aimlessly for 30 minutes. I'm not mad, because it was funny, but I was only mad because we could have been at the beauty supply that I truly adore.
We did go there.
I mean, we did.
And they didn't have pink hair.
Yeah, but I don't think they would have had
it. I don't think they would have had
it. I think that's when you actually have to order on time.
I think that what I'm going to do is I'm going to do it how I'm doing it, and then I might just add.
I'm going to do it how I'm doing it?
And I might just add it in.
Baby.
I'm blowing my nose again. I'm sorry, y'all. But, yeah.
Basically, that's what's been grinding my gears lately. Because I literally had an opportunity And it would have been worth my while. I would have met some crazy, amazing people. But I guess it just wasn't for me.
But, you know, what I think of those things is that if whatever it is that kept you from there means that it must be a bigger one. You know what I mean?
Like, I hope to God I get a Target commercial. One of my classmates is in a Target commercial right now.
Target's even bigger than JCPenney.
I'm crying. Like, I was so happy for him, too. Like, I saw him, and I was like, oh, my God! Yo! Like, it's crazy. And, like, these are the situations that I want to be in. Do you know what I mean?
But it's so nice that you're grateful about other people's situations.
Well, because I'm happy.
Because I would, like, I want to be mature, but I would hate, like, some, you know, things. Yeah. I would. I mean, I try to be nice, you know?
It's not hard. I feel like when you're, I don't know, when you're so focused on, like, what everybody else is doing, and, like, the fact that you're not doing it, like, and you make yourself sad and junk.
Yeah.
It makes you not want to do it because it's like, well, why should I? Because they're just going to do it better than I.
But I don't even focus on other people. What I do is I don't focus on myself. But I'm thinking about me now. So I don't even I don't even focus on anybody's anything. But then, like, I'm just doing my own thing on my little grind, whatever, and then I see somebody else doing what I want to be doing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dang, why are they doing what I want to do? Yeah. Like, I wasn't even thinking about it. I just, like, that was my first thought. I don't know. I'm working on it.
That's
grace
okay.
and kindness and all.
Because the fact that we're, like, bringing attention to it means that it's something that we have to change.
Yeah, for
but,
sure.
Yeah, like, that's what's been getting on my nerves lately.
That's
like,
annoying.
It's just been really disappointing because, like, you can't be disappointed in yourself.
True.
Because, like, you just literally can't. Like, it's nothing in your
You
control.
Didn't do anything. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's another thing. Like, also, being so discouraged, I'm just like, should I practice? Nah, let me just watch, like, 15 episodes of Charmed real quick.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Real quick.
And that's real quick. Like, Kayla, I'm almost done. I keep falling asleep in the last three episodes.
So you keep watching them over again?
Yeah. It's such a good show. It's so compelling. And then the more I watch it, I'm like, I want to be on that show. And then I'm on that, I'm like, I'm not on it because I'm not doing anything. So it's like, pick up struggle. You know what I mean?
Well.
So that's what it is. Self-discipline is, in itself, is.
It's hard.
A dance I'm trying.
But let's talk about good stuff. Okay, let's talk about the booms. I feel like there have been relatively good booms, but I want you to go first because I think mine is bigger.
Have you told me?
Yeah. I want to tell our listeners.
I don't know what it is.
Our loyalty listeners.
Listen up, y'all.
Yeah.
Basically, my boom. What is so amazing. Oh, wait, I'm almost done with my driver's ed.
I'm sorry. I can't help it.
I'm not even upset. I just think it's really funny.
I think it's terrible.
So basically, I'm very, very excited because I think I have like 3 more hours left and I'm done. And I'm actually pretty good at it. The only thing I'm nervous about is like actual driving.
Oh, Lord.
Because driving in Houston is crazy.
If you keep calm, it'll be fine.
I think I'll be okay. I think I'll just like, I don't even know. And then, I'm doing my hair right now, and it's going to look so pretty. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah. That'll be great. We'll post it when we're done.
Yes.
In, like, 4 days. I go to work tomorrow at 5, so I have time. I'll do an all-nighter. I'll do what I gotta do.
I hear you on that.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, my boom, our boom, our collective boom.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, I know what it is.
Is, okay, so, how do I even, okay, so there are a couple podcasts that I listen to because, you know, for fun, and I listened to them before we started our own, and I kind of, like, look to them as,
this one faster?
I can't turn there. Well, maybe I can. What street
can.
Is it?
Bondren?
Okay.
We're back, honey.
I don't know. So,
we're home.
So I look to certain people for, like, guidance, you know, like, am I spending too much time on one topic? Yes, always. Am I, you know, in need of making some changes that we talk about? Probably. But, you know, the beauty of our little show is that, you know, we're allowed to not know what we're doing and just kind of figure it out. Yes, it's right here. But, anyway, so the boomy boom is the fact that one of the people who I listen to, so I used to listen to Taylor Strecker on the radio, and then after that, she wasn't on the radio, like, a lot of stuff happened, whatever, and she follows this girl named Annabelle DeSisto, who is, she has a podcast called Adderall and Compliments. I think it's hilarious. It's a great show. And she calls, I know, she calls all of her followers her kittens, and she's like a cat mom, and it's really cute. But she's like trendy, you know? She's like a trendy cat mom. So anyways,
I'm a cool cat mom.
So anyways, yes. We posted something like 2 days ago, and I hashtagged podcast. It was on our Instagram, Ask What Else Required. And so I posted something, and I hashtagged podcast, and I also saved it and I posted it to, where are you running? And I posted it to my personal Instagram at Kayla Joy Baltazar. And and the girl, Annabelle Basisto, host of Adderall and Compliments, she liked my picture, followed the link back to my page, I guess. And then requested to follow me. My Instagram is private, so I'm sorry. So she she requested to follow me, and I was like, "What is that, Annabelle DeSisto requesting to follow me?" So of course, like I accepted the follow because, like, why not? Of course, yes.
I have no chin.
And then Joy, this is very important. Stop
I have
it.
A weak chin.
So I messaged her and I was like, hey, my sister and I listen to your show and we think you're hilarious. And she answered back with like a really long paragraph about how, okay, it wasn't that long. It was like, you know, 5 lines,
long enough.
But it was, she like actually took time, you know, she had to look at the phone. She couldn't just like type without looking. So she was like, you know, that's so nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I'm so glad that I'm a friend in your head. That's what she also calls her listeners, a friend in her head, which is kind of what you do.
Yeah. And I'll be like, oh, my friend Amanda Stenberg. And Kayla's like, who? And she's like, oh,
and I'm
who?
Like, your friend? And she's like, oh, no, a YouTuber. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah. and so she was calling me a friend in her head, and that was so cute. And I was like, you know, we think it's really cool that you even responded to this message. You're busy. You got, like, lots of followers and all that.
And if you hear this, you know, I hope your hair gets thicker and your eyebrows.
Oh, God.
The thing fell.
Sorry, the phone fell. Yeah, we hope your hair gets thicker because your hair is beautiful as it is. We just want it to.
And
we
hope you get beautiful ideas.
We just want all the beauty.
And we hope that you have an amazing life.
We want you to have even more amazing things than you have. Okay, anyways, so what happened was she said all these nice things, and I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. We have a podcast too. And she's like, what's your podcast called? And then she's like, oh my God, I'm going to shout it out on my Facebook, and I'm going she's going to do all these things. She hasn't done them yet, but I believe her, okay, because this was super genuine. And, like, she just said all these things, and it was just so nice. It was, like, a banter, and we talked, like, we had, like, 4 or 5 messages exchanged. Like, it's a big deal for me. And so
you should plug this back in.
I screenshotted everything, and I showed Joy, and it was just very exciting. I'm so happy.
How would you even describe it? Let's just...
Stupid. Let me do it because you're gonna drop it again.
I am. Well, you dropped it the first time.
I didn't.
But we're not even gonna go there.
It fell on its own.
But I think, I don't know, it's kind of surreal because we're just here talking to air. You know what
we
I mean?
Are.
We're talking to each other mostly.
And air cares.
I feel like this is like free therapy.
I'm sorry.
Well, not completely free, but like, you know, free enough.
Yeah.
You know
it's
what
like
I mean?
$10 a month. 15 actually. That's
$10 an hour in a therapy session.
Oh my God, I can't.
Twice a week. That's expensive. But you know what I mean?
We pay to do this.
We appreciate you and, you know, your kindness.
Yes, and thank you so much for answering.
Is that a jaguar? I see.
If you feel like following, like, the podcast page, it's, like, at Some Adulting Required, and Joy is at Joy Naomi with an E. Okay, so that was a boom.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're being really long-winded. We want to talk about some stuff. Some real stuff.
Yes. Get rid of the unwanted junk you don't need.
Exactly.
That was redundant, but you know what I mean. It's so important to... It's so important to have, like a physical act of ridding of the things that are in your mind, wasting space that could be utilized for the amazing creative things you want to be doing with your life.
For sure.
So,
for
like,
sure.
Whether that's... You know, unnecessary childhood trauma from that boy in third grade who you swore to God liked you, but he ended up liking somebody else.
Yes.
Me. or if, I don't know, I can't even explain anything else because that little boy from third grade is still in my mind.
Oh my God.
You know
God.
What I'm saying?
Aiden! Okay, Joy, it's time to
I
let
remember
go.
You.
Okay, it's
I'm
time
just
to let it go. Whether it's that or...
Well, I'm only heartbroken because we went back...
Oh my
no, no,
God.
No.
slight tangent. We're going to talk about relationships and all the things that we thought were relationships that weren't relationships. So basically, when young Joy was 9 years old, and at what was this school? Mechanicstown?
Yeah.
Okay, upstate New York, y'all. Okay, this cute little Jewish boy, I forgot his last name, but his first name was Aiden. He was as sweet as can be. And I had the biggest crush on him, and I didn't care that he picked his nose. Okay, and so life went on, and then our family moved to a different part of New York. It was so sad. Okay, and then when I turned 14, we moved back to the same part of town. So me and this kid were in the same middle school. We were in, like, four classes together, and he did not remember me. That's fine, because it was, like, years ago,
It's a fresh start.
No one knew me except for, like, Danny and, like, a couple other people we also went to church with, right? So I was like, oh, okay, I can reinvent myself instead of being the loud, awkward person who was just super loud and didn't know that people just weren't okay with her being so loud, which is fine. Didn't bother me.
Oh, Lord.
Basically, as time went on, you know, my first day of school, I found out that he was dating a girl who not only looked just like me,
oh God,
but her middle name was Joy. Uh-huh. I was appalled. I was heartbroken. I just didn't know what to do myself.
If we were in the same grade, it would have been me.
Like, literally.
Because I look like you and I have your middle name.
No, she was like, she looked like me, but she was like, if Mom were me.
Okay, so like, she looks like related to you, but not like
no,
you.
No, like, she had my face. I wish I remembered her name so I could, like Facebook stalk her or something.
That's a lot. Oh, my God.
Not today, Harold. Keep it in your pants.
I'm going to let Harold have it because I just washed my car, and Harold doesn't look like he really cares.
He doesn't. Look at him. Look at him. Ruthless. He's stony in traffic. Anyways, basically, back to the point. I was heartbroken because she looked like me. I remember, like, looking at her and being like, we could be twins. Like, you could just be my lighter-skinned twin. Like, literally. Like, we have the same mannerisms. And I was just like, and we were both in theater, too. I was like, bro, like, you're literally dating me. Like, it's fine. Whatever. And that's what...
But that's better, because that means that you left an impression. That's not as bad as somebody dating somebody you liked, who liked you for a while, dating somebody who's not as cute as you, and...
That's happened to me, too, before.
That's happened to me way too many times.
See? And that's the stuff we're decluttering from. We're getting rid of those things.
We are. Like,
step one!
I should be over it.
Get over it. Well, I'm not going to tell you to get over it, because sometimes these things do take time, because they kind of shape who you are in certain situations, and, like, the way you live your life, and how you execute crap. And you know what? Oh, that was awkward. Awkward eye contact.
Ah, I blew up!
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. But anyways, just like, I don't want to be like, get over it, but try to move past it so that you can make memories that are actually like, oh, that's awkward, impressionable and beautiful and meaningful and more beneficial to your life. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And the funny thing is, too, that like, when you declutter your life, and you take all, you know, not take away, but you kind of, like, just let go of these stupid memories that really, in the grand scheme of things, mean nothing. You kind of, like, give more space for better things. Actually, yeah. You don't, because you're really only using, like, 2% of your brain. So,
well, here's
probably
the
not,
thing.
But still.
Just let it out. You know, do what you have to do. You know what you could do? You could write it down and then, like, burn it.
You could.
I don't know, like. You could write it down, or you could write it in your phone, and then every time, like, you feel something trashy is happening in your life, just remember that you've moved past the situation.
Yes.
By reading it, and being like, oh, I'm totally a different person right now. Like, wow. Evolution.
Yeah.
Self-growth. Love and peace.
Let's just
pray
for Kayla and her allergy.
You guys, I'm going through, like, I'm getting, like, an allergy headache.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's really terrible.
I'm sorry, sis. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
You could write it down. You could sing a song about it. You could tell your friends about it. Because maybe sometimes if you keep it inside, you don't share it with anybody. That hurts your feelings.
Writing songs about it is not, like, always the best idea. Let me tell you why. So
Oh my God.
I used to write a lot of songs. And some of the songs, I look back on them, I'm like, wow, that was a really terrible song. And, I mean, on the one hand, it's like, okay, growth. But on the other hand, it's like, wow. I hope that
you
I didn't
hurting.
Record that. No, not even, like, a really bad song, like, in terms of, wow, that's, like, a little extra emotional. Like, sometimes a bad song and just, like, wow, I was so whiny. Like,
I feel that. I feel that on a spiritual level.
But then also, like, I'm kind of a whiny person, and so maybe, like,
that's own just, your truth, sis!
Maybe it's just, like, who I am. I don't know.
I'm dead.
Maybe that's, like, maybe that's my truest form of self. I don't know. But whatever it is, whatever it is, I don't know, it's indie past. I just feel like, I just feel like it's just something
that you have to let go of. Is that from The Lion King?
It is. Okay, I just feel like there are some things you have to let go of. And,
yeah.
So, practical things to, like, get out of your life are, you know, let's delete some emails. Why do I have 45,000 emails in my inbox? Like, I shouldn't have that many. Maybe I can spend, like, 5 minutes a day deleting, like, you know, 8,000. And, like, at the end of the week, I'll have, like, a normal amount of emails.
Yeah.
And seeing all those emails, like, you know how when you open your phone and then, like, the icon with your emails is there and it's all lit up in red, like, flashing at you, like, ha, 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 you're a terrible person. Like, that stresses me out, I have to say. That's why I used to be so good about deleting them. And now I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm never going to escape this hell.
Or unsubscribe from those places you're not buying stuff from.
I'm trying.
Like, literally, be like, this is spam.
But then you click unsubscribe, and this is how they get you. And then they're like, okay, you want to unsubscribe? Click yes. And then you click yes, but
then you have to, like, do all this crap.
No, but you click yes, and you don't realize that by clicking yes, you've agreed to other terms, which means that somebody else now has your email. It's just, it's an endless cycle.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I saw it happen. Damn, these are all used. Yeah, so
there might be some,
like,
more down here. Let's check.
I don't think there are. So it's an endless cycle of, like, crap. Endless cycle of crap. And another, like, practical. Oh my God, you're a queen.
I'm amazing.
She found me Morticia.
You should just keep me around forever. I'm just saying.
I'm stuck with you. We're related.
I mean, that's not true for some people. Let's just be honest.
We're sisters, though. It's not like we're, like,
because we are sisters.
We stand together.
Oh, you're annoying.
I'm sorry.
She was really going for it. I was just trying to be corny.
I thought we were going to, like, harmonize.
No, we're not harmonizing. You're sick.
Okay, well.
Oh, my God, Wendy.
Do you want some? Yeah, we don't have time.
No, like, do you ever just, like.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, so. Scary. Why?
Don't tell me why.
Tell me.
No, he's okay.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, fine. Anyways.
Yeah, so
get rid of your emails. Do it.
Get rid of your contacts. Do I talk about contacts? Because you have a problem with this.
I do have a problem with contacts. I'm somebody, like, anything that gives me any sense of nostalgia, yep. I can't get rid of it. Like, I really can't. And it's a problem. It's very...
A contact number that's been changed 5 times since you last had that phone number.
Here's the thing. There are certain people who are in my life, and I'm sad that they're not there any longer. And, like... To delete their phone number, it just makes it real. Even though I know it's been real for, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not even talking about, like, boys. I'm talking about, like friends or, like, people I met in acting classes who I really adored. Wait! Oh, my God! Okay. Sorry. I don't know why I started yelling. Well, I know why. I'm excited. But basically, when I first started working at my job, right, one of my old, like, I met this kid at an audition. It was like a reality show thing. And we became really good friends. We were like, we're gonna work together. And he was so sweet.
That's amazing.
I was obsessed with him. Like, I was just like, I just didn't stop talking about him. And then I also met another guy there.
Oh my God. Joy.
Wait.
You are giving me, like, anxiety.
No. I'm gonna tell you later. But basically, I'm shook right now. Anyways,
okay.
Let's just continue. Basically, we were really cool. It was a 2-day audition process. We both got second round. He did, like, some Shakespearean stuff that was really cool and, like, comedic and, like, dramatic, and I loved it because, like, sis loves some flair, okay? The more campy, the better, right? But he gave me his phone number and his Facebook because Facebook was more popping than Instagram. And you know what? Did I call him? Did I text him? Did I Facebook him?
You did.
No.
You didn't.
And then 3 years later, I'm 21 now, I'm working at my job, and guess who comes in my job, trying to buy some clothes?
That guy?
Yes! And he didn't recognize me, it's fine, because, like, I look completely different, because my hair was different, and I was also, like, a bit skinnier, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I was kind of, like, slim thing, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, basically, like, he was asking me all these questions, and he was just so nice to me, and, like, you know when people are really nice to you because, like, they swear they know you, but they're not trying to say it because, like, it's weird if they say it. You know what I mean?
Line V from someone. Like, it's like a line.
That happens to me a lot.
Like, swear you know them, but you, like, don't want to say it because it's weird. I don't know. And also, wait.
Yeah.
That's not what I was saying.
Yes, it was.
Wait, no. Oh, yeah. Because, like, people think I'm their cousin.
Yeah.
Or their relative. Or, like, I don't know, their friend from middle school. And I'm like, I was not on this side of the world. I mean, the country. When you thought that we were friends. That's happening, like, 8 times at work. One of them actually was somebody who I went to high school with. And to this day, that was one of the most awkward situations that I've ever been in my whole entire life. That's a whole other story. But basically... Yeah, so I was just like, I was looking at him and I was just like, I know you. Like, in my mind. I'm not saying it out loud. And so basically, by the time he goes to check out, I'm like, holy crap, it's what's his face from the thing.
Oh my god.
But I didn't want to go up to him and be like, hi, do you remember me? Cause he would not. Cause that project, it didn't work out. Cause there's not enough funding for the project, but it's okay. It was pretty good. Like, the concept was amazing. So hopefully when it does come out, it's bigger and better than ever. I don't know. I hope this person's dreams come true and all that jazz.
Me too.
But basically, I just really wanted to, like, let him know that, like, we knew each other. But I'm not gonna do that. So yeah, how you go about that? Can somebody, like, leave a comment, whoever's listening, about how to, like, be like, hi, I know you. And, like, the time when I saw you and I could have told you that in person, I didn't. So now I have your Facebook and your phone number and I can tell you that through text and you're not going to know who I am because I never has changed
right,
6 times.
Right, because you still have the phone number from 3 years ago.
Exactly. But okay. Is it a problem?
It is when there's people who, first of all, more than likely have changed their phone numbers.
Yeah.
And second of all, you don't care to, not care to speak to, but, okay, decluttering can sometimes, like, mean, like, okay, this person isn't, like, in my life at all, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
why am I holding on? I'm a little kind of fast for this road. Why am I holding on,
sis,
to this phone number that I'm never, ever, ever, I mean, I do the same thing, so you don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, how can we go past it and actually be proactive and actually do it?
I don't know.
It's one thing to say it, but there's a whole other thing to do it.
I don't know. I think that
we should
delete the number.
No, let's be accountable. By next podcast, we have to have deleted at least, like, 100 phone numbers.
Oh, jeez, Joy.
You don't know how many I have.
That's crazy.
I have so many. I have, like, 4 of Kim's phone numbers.
I'm going to say 20.
4. 20? Okay. I have to delete at least 80.
I think I would delete, like 2/3 of my contacts and, like, a couple of, I don't talk to anybody, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
I was gonna say a couple of them I need, but the only people I text are my family. Yeah, and we have a group text, so that's one.
Yeah.
And then I text, like, my husband.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I text my sisters privately, so I'm gonna count them as extra, so that's, like, what, 5?
Oh my god. And then, like, your friends.
I don't have really any. Okay. Oh, I text Haley.
Yeah. Hi, Haley.
She doesn't listen. Oh, she might now. Oh, she might. Hi, Haley. Okay. Yeah. So
I hope you listen.
So I have, like, a friend.
A friend.
But yeah, so that's who I text. I have, like, 6 numbers should be in my phone. Like, no other numbers should be in my phone. Maybe, like, extended family. Okay, maybe, like, 15 numbers.
15. That's good.
But, like, I don't need any other numbers.
True.
Unless, like, Annabelle DeSisto wants to give me her phone number, because then I would totally put that in my phone. Shout out to you. But, like, I don't need any phone numbers in my phone. I don't do anything.
I feel
with
that.
Them.
I have to delete. Wait, you know what else I have to delete? We already said this, but I have plenty of emails that I have. Like, I have, like, college acceptance letters and stuff. Colleges I did not go to. And I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna keep them. But I think I'm just gonna print the ones that I like out and put it in, like, a notebook or something.
I just blew my nose down my shirt.
That's a lifestyle.
That's disgusting.
It's a lifestyle, is what it is, Kayla.
Let me just, like, use my dress to clean out the between the carriage area.
Own it. Own it.
Guys,
no, but
like,
yeah.
I don't know what it is. I feel like there are dust particles floating around in my nostrils.
There are. That's why you're sick. Here, keep going straight.
It's very annoying. Are you sure?
Don't turn here.
Okay.
I believe in you. There's so much traffic here, it's disgusting.
I'm having, like, real issues. Oh, okay. I like my car. Do you like yours?
I feel like people who drive like that don't have respect for their premium. Can I just be honest? Or, like, they think that they are, like untouchable. Here, you're going to make a left at this little...
Okay, at this little... Oh, I didn't do fast enough. At this little... No.
Right here.
I'm so sick, I can't even, like... At this little...
My you tummy. Sound like the signal. Have you seen that commercial for, where that kid like has his friends be his different like things for the car, and he's like blinker, and then he's like he puts his hand out, and then he's like blinker, and he's like.
Yes, I did see that.
I love that commercial. It's so funny.
No, but for me, like, my tongue is more swollen, I guess, than usual. Like, I'm having, like, real problems here,
people. I'm really sorry.
I'm having, like, issues. Like, I'm going through it. You run, girl.
Get it.
You.
Get it.
You go.
We're proud.
Yes.
Women celebrating other women.
Let's do it.
Humans celebrating other humans.
Yes.
Let's celebrate each other, and maybe then we'll delete our emails if we feel like we have some support.
Maybe we will.
I don't know.
Guys, help us delete our emails.
Yes. Oh, it's closed. They finally closed it.
Oh, over there.
Oh, my gosh,
Kayla.
You're going to make a left
at
the end of the street.
I know now.
And then I just
found my bearings.
We're going to go. That guy had a lot of tattoos.
My eyes are, like, all watering.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What's happening to me?
Sickness.
Okay. Jeez, it's later than we said it would be.
I said 6:30.
You said 6:15.
Well, traffic, honey. Let's go. Hurry up.
I'm trying, Joy, if you can just give me a little time to breathe. Thanks. Okay.
This is more than 200 feet.
Joy?
Sorry. Driver's end.
Okay.
It's got me being all...
okay.
How do you call
so,
it?
So, other things annoying. To declutter your life. We think that you need to delete some of the people you follow on Instagram.
Yes, you most definitely do,
because
honey boo-boo.
Because it's, like, it's unnecessary at this point. It's, like, just, like, it shouldn't be.
It should not be. And if they're not inspiring you to do better, and not in a way where it makes you hate yourself, then they gotta go. They gotta go, man. If they're not inspiring you with, like, I don't know, like, business stuff or, like, you know, health and wellness and... people doing the same things that you want to be doing, if they're not doing any of those things, if you think that they're just like more attractive than you or like cooler than you or whatever, then they're not the people who you need to be following on Instagram.
No, they're not.
You can admire people all
she
day
did
long.
It.
She did. She lives here. If
I
you
know
can
that,
admire
but
people,
I'm the one who has to leave
just
with all the
get
children.
Out. Just tell her to get out.
I'm gonna tell her to move.
If you can admire people
get out
all
the way.
Day long,
get out the way.
Or you know what you could do? If you just love their feed, just search their name. Whatever
oh,
you want to look at
yeah.
them. But don't go down a decrepit hole where you can't get out of. Get out!
Hey, move! Get out the way.
Hey, y'all, we're going to take a pause real quick. Can we park there?
I guess.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Where am I going?
Somewhere else.
But she has babies.
Two of them.
They're both here.
I know.
I'm carrying them down the stairs. Yes.
Oh, she can help us.
Wait, Faith, help us.
With the hair.
She closed the window. It's fine. We were just chatting with Faith. She came a couple of episodes ago to speak her truth on relationships.
Oh, okay, she did.
But yeah, delete them.
She's on the phone. Ooh.
Or search them.
Who are you on the phone with, Faith?
Stop it.
Okay.
Search them. Search them. You know. And whatever. Also, people on YouTube who you're obsessed with. It's okay to be obsessed with people
okay,
on YouTube
Mercedes
all day long.
Come on now.
But be careful, because if you catch yourself and you become like
I just shouted at my Ford like it's like a luxury car.
Caleb, shut up.
I told Faith to watch her Mercedes against my Ford.
Here's where I'm at, people. Do not be so obsessed with other people's lives that you lose value in your own.
I agree with
that. And that is the whole point here, because if you don't value, I don't know, the amount of space you have in your phone, or
oh,
like
I value it so much,
or the amount of time that you have in a day to dedicate to somebody else, like don't do that. Just try to do better, and it's not gonna happen tomorrow. You know what I mean? It takes how many days to create a habit? Like 100 hours, something like that.
I think it
or
takes
10,000 hours.
Days.
That's 10,000 hours.
I don't know what that is.
There's a song by Macklemore called 10,000 Hours, and it's about habits. I learned about it in physics. Anyways,
okay.
So just that's the only thing I remember from physics. But anyways, just don't put all of your time and energy into things that aren't gonna, I don't know, make you a better person. I don't know. The time that we spend on our phones is astounding. If we use that time to like watch documentaries and like write the things we want to write and learn and evolve our I don't know, our diction, whatever, like if we use those things to create better versions of ourselves, like those that time, we'd be better off, and we wouldn't even be so quick to give our time to something that doesn't matter, because we value the time we give ourselves, because we know that if we apply ourselves, we're going to be that much greater. You know what I'm saying?
And then what are the people who are people scrolling through Insta, liking and whatever? When we say delete your Instagram people that you follow, don't delete us.
Yeah.
We are motivated.
Yeah, don't delete us. Because we are wholeheartedly honest about the crap that we do and the crap that we should not be doing. Okay? Like, for real. Like, there are plenty of things that we could do better at. Number one, not going to lie, my room is a mess. There's stuff everywhere. There's pizza crust on the floor. I have to clean it.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's from a Hot Pocket.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. Don't unfollow us. Because we're not perfect.
By the way, in between that so, yeah, and what just happened before, it was, like, 2 days. Because I was, like, sick. Y'all heard me. Yeah, I tell the truth. I was so sick. But I... Don't I sound better now? Like, I'm not blowing my nose every 5 seconds. Like, it's just great. It's way better.
Sound the same.
Whatever. Are you trying to say that I have a nasally voice? Wow. Okay, getting back to decluttering our lives. So, yeah, it is. I don't like it. I don't like that.
Kayla, you can't change it. What are you going to do? Get vocal steroids?
I mean, I don't know.
You can't do that.
It is what it is. Anyways, so decluttering your life. I was at home, and I realized that I had, like, a lot of voicemails, like, unnecessary voicemails.
If it's sign language, why is it out loud?
Joy, because he's two. No! Okay. My son is talking in the background with my other sister, and Joy's having a freak attack, but it's going to be okay.
I'm not having a freak attack.
Joy.
I haven't eaten since yesterday, and I'm not going to lie. It's Shark Week day two. Getting a little tootie in here.
She's a lot tootie.
And I have to go to work.
She's a lot tootie.
I'm not here for
this.
You
know how she feels about work. We all talked about this.
Come on now. And I gotta train someone, and he's really nice, but I just feel like I'm not a good trainer. I feel like I'm just somebody who's like, you should just watch me.
That'll make it even more fun, though. I knew that wasn't as blonde as my hair was. Anyways, so yeah, decluttering your life. I was looking through my voicemails, and I realized that I have all these voicemails. I have like 150 of them. I don't know why. 150.
Sorry. I'm not trying to be a douchebag. I just
Joy, I'm relearning how to speak, so just it's give okay. me a break here.
I'm living her best life.
Yes. So I have I still am a little bit congested. But I'm not okay. sneezing. So yeah, I have a bunch of voicemails and I started deleting them yesterday and it felt really good. I just want you guys to know that I'm decluttering my life. It's happening.
Yeah.
It feels good. I'm trying to motivate you.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to say about decluttering your life is that I washed my car. Okay, I know that decluttering your life, we were not talking about the normal, like, let's clean this, let's clean that kind of thing. Wow. Okay.
But sometimes it helps.
Exactly. And as I've been, like, on my deathbed, basically, for the last few days,
LOL,
it's come to my attention that my house is dirty and my car is dirty because I spent a lot more time there. And I was like, wow, I should clean this. So we cleaned the car. We vacuumed, we did the washy-washy, we cleaned the garage out. It's, like, empty now. Like, we got rid of a lot of stuff. But,
it feels good.
It feels good, and it made my mind, like, it brought my mind into a better place. You know, because sometimes I feel like when your space is cluttered, like, especially your creative spaces or whatever, mm-hmm. like, your mind gets a little wonky. And so I'm feeling way better. Lots of things have happened, not really, but I feel better that my house is clean. So there's that. And I'm making beef stew. It's in the crock pot right now.
I want beef stew.
I hope it tastes good, because I actually had to use onion powder because I didn't have a yellow onion. I always have yellow onions, but I had a red one and I was like, that's not gonna work.
What are the differences between the flavors? I feel like onions are onions.
I think that yellow onion is like a softer taste, like a more mellow taste, and red onion is like a in your face taste. That's why it tastes so good pickled, in my opinion. Like yellow onion is for cooking, red onion is for like garnish, in my opinion.
Okay.
That's how I do it.
I understand.
It's like olive oil versus like vegetable oil and stuff. I know you're not supposed to use vegetable oil, but I use it, whatever. olive oil isn't, you're not supposed to cook it on high temperatures.
Ooh,
even though I do.
Come on, queen. Eat your watermelon.
So I guess yellow onion would work, or red onion would work, but I don't know. Anyways. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, I know that we talked about the Instagram thing, too. I did that to
took my own advice. I unfollowed some people on Instagram.
It felt good, huh?
I follow new people. Annabelle DeSisto.
I follow new people, too. And they inspire me in fashion ways where I don't feel like, why am I so poor? They inspire me to, like, save up and invest in pieces that will last me a lifetime.
Yes. And that's the best thing to do.
Yes.
Which is why you showed me those shoes, wasn't it? They're really cute.
Oh, they're so cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. He's in a rush. I hope you get there on time and safely. Amen. But, yeah, you have to, you just have to go through, you have to do the look makeup, too.
Oh my gosh, yes. You're not supposed to use your mascara past, like, what? What is it? 2 months?
I don't know, because I don't follow that rule, but, you know, here's where I'm at, okay? If the foundation gets clumpy, or even if it doesn't get clumpy. So, I feel like when you use things when they're past their expiry date.
Their expiration
date. Expiration date, I'm sorry. It says expire, and then it says why, and then English doesn't happen in my mind anymore. But anyways, when you use things past their day. Like, I know, Barry, that's what I told your mom. When you use them past their expiration date, I feel like the chemicals in it change your mood. I don't know if that sounds kooky or not, but, like, I don't know. I feel like
it does something. I wouldn't say it's not true.
I'm saying, like...
Go straight?
Yeah, and then make a left. No, go straight. Go straight. It's in front of you. Right. You could make a left and then make a right, or you can go straight. You can do whatever you want, but it's right there. Okay.
Go pity.
I'll fight anyone who gets in my way of my sandwich, okay?
Apparently.
I'm so hungry right now, guys. Ooh, that's another thing. You know, eat clean food.
Important.
You know what I mean? I read this article about what to eat, you know, in certain times of the month.
Let me know when we get
in all that jazz. Just go straight forever and then I'll make a left. Okay. Or a right. Yeah, I'll tell you.
Anyways.
But yeah, so we're driving again, as always. We're always in the car.
Yes, we are.
I haven't been to Kayla's house in such a long time.
I know.
But it's okay. I'll come back Monday through Thursday. No, Thursday I can't come, but I can come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But yeah, so basically, eating clean foods helps your mood too. And I feel like when you're taking time to do those things, it helps you, like, kind of, because you have to, like, food prep and stuff like that.
Yes.
It helps you compartmentalize your life in, like, a healthy way. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? So when you do that, when you're trying to organize everything and fit everything into, like, different little categories and stuff like that, you have to be able to, in the process of that, you're going to be taking the crap out. You know what I mean? The
exactly. Bad stuff.
Like cleaning your fridge.
Oh,
we're
God.
Cleaning our emotional fridges.
Yes, clean your emotional fridges. Fridge.
We're just taking out all the rotten fruit and all the disfigured things that are in foil that we once loved. We don't know what they are anymore. They have to go in the trash. That's what it is. Because that's exactly. The same thing with people in your life. And I don't know. You know, because sometimes you keep people close and near to you. But, like, when you open up that fridge, like, you don't know who they are anymore. You open up the foil.
It's funny, but it's true.
They're disfigured.
They are.
And I feel like that's something that you have to be able to do and be okay with. Because not everyone can come with you to where you're going. And if they're not going to help you in a productive way, right? Come on now. Preaching.
There he knows.
Then, you know, why are they in your fridge? Get them out of the fridge. Delete exactly. Their phone number. Delete their email. I don't know if anyone still has AOL accounts. Delete those, too.
Delete those.
Delete them.
It's like somebody said something about if they were spring cleaning and they were like, okay, do you love it? Do you use it every day? It doesn't make you money. Yeah, literally they
what?
Said, and they were telling this to their kids. They were like, do you love it? Do you use it every day? Does it make you money? If not, get rid of it. And I was like, oh my God.
That hurts my feelings, but I love it.
It makes so much sense. Okay, you don't have to use the money part with everything. But I would say, do you go love it? Do you use it every day? Right. Are two biggies. Do you love it? Do you use it every day? If you don't love it and you don't use it every day,
then it's gotta go.
Then it's gotta go. If you don't love it, but you do use it every day, like a toothbrush, it has to stay. But like, so like, maybe they just have to meet one of those criteria.
Yeah.
Okay. On the use it every day side, all right?
Straight.
Okay. On the use it every day side, let's say that has to meet all of the criteria, okay? But let's say, no, that's what I'm trying to say. Okay. If you use it every day, it has to stay. If you love it, but you don't use it every day, think about it. You may not need it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. Gibberish.
Gibberish.
English major. Never mind. Gibberish. So, yeah, that's what I would do. If you love it, if you use it every day, and then if you're really, really trying to, like, focus yourself, does it make you money? For me, most things don't make me money. I'm just being honest, because I don't really make money. But I do love many things, and I do use many things every day. So that's my criteria. So just, you know, whatever works for you. But, yeah. And that's the same thing for your technology. Like, not that you use people or whatever, but, like, are these people benefiting your life on, like, a regular basis? Not a daily basis, but on a regular basis.
Yeah. No. Are they, like, spiking your, like, your inspirational, what is it called?
I don't know.
Like, you know, do they tickle your peach? You
do
know
they tickle your peach?
Yeah.
Like, we used to say that all the time.
Are they, like, you know what I mean? Are you getting happy when you see them? If that sounds weird, but you know what I mean. Like, yeah. do you ever see people and they inspire you so much, like, your mood is, like, lightened and stuff like that? Yes. That's what we're talking about.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about.
If they don't lighten your mood, put a smile on your face.
Like, make you want to be better, like, yourself better, not who they are better.
Keep they gotta them.
Stay. No, they gotta stay.
Oh, they have to stay?
If they inspire you,
if they're inspiring you to become
a better you,
right?
Then
you keep them.
Yeah.
If they don't do that and they make you feel bad about yourself because all you're doing is comparing yourself to them in, like, the wrong way,
they gotta go.
Because what's most important is your emotional health,
and it's on the left.
Okay, that's what's most important. So yeah. Our thing, basically, for this little episode is, please make sure that the people and the things that are in your life, right here?
Yeah.
Please make sure that those things are things that make you feel good, that benefit your life, that help you monetize.
Yeah.
Like, those are the things you need in your life, because we have to be kind of, like, on our grind these days, because we have to come up with different kinds of ways to not only make ourselves happy, but to make money.
Yeah.
It's a little bit... Everybody has, like, a side gig or side
hustle
or whatever.
Whatever you're doing to, you know, live your best life and improve.
So just make sure that people are contributing to that. Not, like, they have to give you money, but make sure that they inspire that.
Yeah.
Or that they just inspire you personally. That's, like, super important. If you can't get inspired, it's just not worth it.
It's not.
Because there are so many, it's so easy to just be down, like, all the time. Why add extra possibilities for that?
Exactly.
Makes no sense. I mean, I understand that people do it all the time because I do it, but it just makes no sense.
Because it's, like, hurting you.
It is. So
more than helping you.
Exactly. So let's park here. Because I don't foresee us having anything closer. So
there was a spot right there.
There was?
Yeah.
Oh. Is there a car by me?
Nope.
Okay. Right,
wait,
there is?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, go down.
No,
go.
I'm sorry.
Sorry we took your blessing, but also you snooze, you lose time.
Okay. So anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just make sure you're inspired. It's the best in the world. Oh, well, that's not a perfect one. Joy, you did this.
Oh my god.
You did
god.
This, Joy. Joy, you did this.
I'm so sorry.
Joy. Make sure you're inspired. Make sure you're taking, you can't just do this once a year. It's not like spring cleaning. You have to take a look at your life and your snuff. You have to look at it all the time. I'm just gonna have to go the wrong way. I gotta go my own way. And I'll just straighten out. It is hood, and
but we're not judging. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
It is what it is. I'm probably gonna scrape a little bit.
The wheel.
That's all good. That's the wheel. Come on, you can do it.
I believe in you! Oh, wow. Kayla, you went over the hump thing.
Oh, I did?
Yeah!
Oh, the wrong one?
Oh, God.
No, I didn't.
There's a security officer right there. Yeah. Hey, bro.
Look in the other direction.
He doesn't care.
Yeah,
okay.
He doesn't care.
Anyways.
But yeah, guys.
Yeah! Did I really?
I think so.
I don't think so.
No.
It's possible.
I don't think there's a hump because there's a curb right
here. It's possible.
I think there's a hump on
the
side.
It's possible.
Okay, Joy?
But yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry.
Oh, Joy, you need makeup? Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, in all of your living your life, make sure you're decluttering. It's very important.
You have to do it consistently. So, like, maybe, like, I don't know, every 2 weeks reevaluate the stuff that you don't need or whatever. When you do your bi-weekly check-in, that's when you should be determining whether or not these are the things you have to keep or not. And I think that's
my kids' long kisses. It's That's adorable. That's really it. Anything else you want to say?
Not really, no.
Okay.
But yeah, guys.
I
hope that this inspired you.
We hope it did.
We really dig.
So let us know in the comments. Thank you to our two loyal listeners.
And to...
You're the realest.
I forgot her name.
Oh, Annabelle Sisto.
Yeah, girl.
We're grateful. Okay. We're gonna go. Okay, bye.